the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. If you want a steak, I mean, if you want the best meat you've ever had that passed between your lips,
here at Ted's,
that's the place.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
Sports of the Phil Hendry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills, and welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. You're invited to participate in the conversation tonight. Ted Bell joining us about a very deadly serious topic, Ted, without any question.
It's very serious for the state, and I think the entire country needs to take it seriously.
That is the $10 billion budget shortfall that the state of California has. Now, we recognize that it's important for California, just as any budget shortfall would be important for any state. But why should the country, for that matter, care about that?
Well, Phil, I think that the United States, the American people, have a vested interest in California in much the same way that we all had a vested interest in New York. We saw what happened in New York on 9/11. It was something that shocked each and every one of us. I don't think it's anything we're ever going to forget about, and certainly will stay with us for the rest of our lives. But the same token, by the very same token, California is that symbol. Whereas New York is the Big Apple, California is the promised land. Whereas New York is the center of commerce and trade, California is the center of our, it's the center of our hopes and our dreams and our futures. Whereas New York is in many ways the embodied history of the United States, California is the embodied future of the United States. Why do I say this? Because, as you mentioned, Bill, and I think it transcends governors, to be honest with you. We have Jerry Brown, who is the governor of this state. I don't particularly like him, but that's not anything that I wanted to come on this program. Jerry Brown is Jerry Brown.
And well, we're not. You don't want to turn this into a political thing, do you?
No, what I'm saying is the state has a $10 billion budget shortfall. The state, there's a difference between, and I don't mean to talk down, I'm sure people do understand what it is I'm trying to say, but there's a difference between what the money is that California has and how much we need. The difference is $10 billion. How can we make this up? Well, we can continue to fire people, and we can continue to...
Well, let's talk about, what about the illegal alien situation?
Hold on for just a minute, okay? That is politically charged, and you don't want to go there. It's politically charged, you don't want to go there.
And if you're asking for the $10 billion, Ted, okay?
Yes.
Why can't we put everything on the table as to what it is that we need to get rid of?
The illegal alien question is filled with lots of pitfalls. There's a lot of mines. There's a lot of traps. There's a lot of potholes. Don't go there. Don't go there. You know how many businesses there are in the state of California that do rely on the illegal alien? If you take them out of here, you might as well take the entire state and flush it down a toilet. And I know that's not what the American people want to do.
Wait, I don't accept that, okay?
Well, I don't care what you accept.
No, I will not accept that this status here of the millions of illegals that are here that are being paid for, regardless of whether or not they're working, regardless of whether or not they're putting taxes into the system. The fact is, there are social services that go to support people that are not legally in the United States. Now, you're going to have people asking questions like that. If you're asking the American people, which is this what I'm leading, what you're leading up to?
I'm leading up. You just said you're leading up to what?
Are you leading up to the...
Well, I'll tell you, yes, that's what I'm leading up to. The American people need desperately to begin to see the reality of this situation. We can't afford to refuse to accept the situation.
And why is this the American people in total? Why is that their problem?
Because, again, as I told you, America, California is the shining city on the hill. California has been the future of this country for so many years, for so long, and it is a country that must recognize this. We are asking that the American people, through their largesse, through their well-known charity, through their ability to see when there is a problem, yes, we're asking that this shortfall be made up in terms of a federal tax so that California makes its $10 billion. and can continue to function well into the future.
And how would this money be acquired?
Well, you're saying that in a very excuse me for saying this, Phil, but I want to just, you're very sober when you say that. I thought you were going to attack me again with the illegal alien thing.
Well, it's not an attack, Ted, but I'm telling you, people are going
No, I know what people are. I'll deal with what people say. I don't think it's a very difficult argument to have with anybody. They're going to say, oh, what about the illegal aliens and how much they cost? You know how you deal with that? You know what you say to people when they say, what about all the illegal aliens in California and how much they cost? Why don't you put a control on that before you ask us for $10 billion? You know how you deal with that?
How?
You say to them, guess what? That's a political hot potato. That is an atomic bomb. Don't go near it. Don't go near it. That's how you deal with that.
And people aren't going to take that for an answer.
Yeah. Well, no, no. Yes, they will take it for an answer because it's a political hot potato. Now, California is facing a budget crisis, and the idea here is to federally tax the income tax returns of Americans till we make up the $10 billion. It could be a set fee, a flat fee, a percentage.
And is this something that we pass by way of law? Is there a referendum? What do you see? How do you propose to go to the American people and say, oh, and by the way, you are going to make up the $10 billion shortfall for the state of California?
You say it the same way. You ask people, would you pay money for the Statue of Liberty to get it fixed? Yes. Would you pay money for the Capitol building? Yes. Would you?
You're putting California.
Hold on for a minute. Would you pay money to fix the Lincoln Memorial? Yes. Would you pay money to fix the Jefferson Memorial? Yes. Would you pay money to fix California? Yes.
And so you're putting California on the same plane as the Lincoln Memorial? And
yes, of course I am. Why? I think that an argument can be made that.
What about all the other states that may have a budget shortfall?
Name one.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, most certainly. Name one.
Missouri.
Missouri is not. Boy, you really want to go there, don't you?
You said to name one, okay? Are you going to tell me that California is like the Lincoln Memorial, but Missouri isn't?
No, Missouri is not. Missouri is a great state. But it's no one thinks of Missouri when you think of a state that equals the Washington Monument. No state equals the Washington Monument except a few. California, the state of New York, perhaps. I don't know. It's very Texas, you know.
So you're naming off states that seem to have some currency in the lore of American history.
Well, that's a very fancy way of saying states that were important to the history of this country.
All the states were important to the history of this country. You talk about Missouri, it was central to the history of this country for a great many years.
Yeah, if you want to go back 150 years, Phil, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be reasonable, and I'm trying to tell the people that are listening to your broadcast tonight that when they look at the state of California in much the same way that one might look at the state of Texas, if you will, or Alaska, or Yosemite National Park, the Grand Tetons, Mount Rushmore. These are institutions. California is that, and I don't think it's a very high price to pay to know that you live in a country with a California. To come up with the money that we need to make sure that California does not go bust, to make up that $10 billion shortfall. I'm going to tell you something right now. There's one businessman out here in California, Ted, from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Be mighty glad you did. And that's what we're asking.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The proposition here that the American taxpayer, it's not going to happen.
Why do you say that?
Well, you're not going to get people. People are so anti-tax right now that to say to them $10 billion in new taxes for the state of California that you're going to take out of the people. Okay, Washington State has a budget shortfall of $5.3 billion. What do you think about we kick in for Washington?
What was the state again?
Washington State.
You know, Phil, with all due respect, if you're trying to get me to insult Washington State, and
no, I'm asking you, if California is deserving of the money, why isn't Washington State?
That's not California. I don't think I do. I gotta point that out. Washington State is Washington State. What do you think of when you think of Washington State? I think of apples. That's about it.
I think of Seattle. I think of the Space Needle.
No, you don't think of the Space Needle.
Yes, I do, when I think of Washington State.
You think of apples. Apples. That's what you think of. apples, big ripe, big, you know, the big apples they got. That's what you think of. When you think of California, what do you think of? Movie stars, the film business. You think about without California, there wouldn't have been television. Without California, there was no film business. And quite frankly, Phil, without California, you don't have an agricultural industry. And
How do you say that? Okay, that, you know, you could probably make an argument for the other things you said.
I'll tell you how you say that. California showed the rest of the country how to grow stuff right. You know, for the longest time, the United States was a great... We've always been a great country when it came to agriculture. Always a great country when it came to growing things. But we didn't know our... Excuse me for saying this. We didn't know our ass from a hole in the ground until California, in the San Joaquin Valley, started to grow stuff. And we grew, and the stuff we grow, and the apples and all, everything. You talk about the apples they have in Washington. I don't know anything about agriculture, okay? You've got me at a disadvantage. But I will tell you this. California, as an industry, showed the rest of the world, here's how you grow a crop, okay? You people have been walking around with your thumbs parked for centuries. Now we're going to show you here, wheat. This is how you see. Look at that. There's a corn on the cob. That's what we did. How do you build a road? California finally said, can we show you how to build a road? Because we've been butchering that job, too. How do you build a building? Can we show you how to build a building so it doesn't fall down? Can we show you how to... I mean, you name it, California has taught the world. And what do we get in return? We're insulted. We're told we're drug addicts. We're told we're flakes. We're told we're rapists and murderers and serial murderers. That's what we get. No respect. No one to say thank you, California, for showing the way. Thank you for being the land of milk and honey. Thank you for being the leader when it came to showing the world how to do stuff like take a picture, build a toilet, you name it.
Well, I mean, if it wasn't for California, then human civilization would never have progressed.
I'm not saying that. What I'm trying to say is that many of those innovations came from this state. So the federal government needs to make up that $10 billion shortfall with the tax dollars of the American citizen, with our thanks, with our apologies, but more with our saying, you know, it's about time. Well, I don't want to say that.
Yeah, about time. You know, you're going to get a lot of people just hate California more than they do.
Well, no, I am not.
Yes, you are, by saying it's about time. 877-876-PHIL, Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. This segment sponsored by Ted's of Beverly Hills, a great steakhouse in Beverly Hills. And we're talking about California's $10 billion budget shortfall. How do we make it up? In the mind of Ted and others, a federal tax. That means you, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, you make it up, because California has been, for so long, the leader, the trendsetter, the industrial leader, the agricultural leader, the commercial leader, for a very, very long time. It is a symbol of this country, not unlike the Lincoln Memorial. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be back with more here. Ted Bell wanting non-California residents to be taxed to fix the state's budget problem. What do you think about his idea? Would you ever allow a portion of your paycheck to fix California? 877-877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And this portion of the Phil Henry Show brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. And this quarter hour, we're going to talk about the 50 states and why America really needs to help California make up that budget shortfall. Let's talk about the other states in the United States.
Ted Bell with us here. Now, you wanted to do what?
What I wanted to do is something a little something different. I've got a list of the 50 states. And when you think of California, and what are we talking about this hour in the Phil Henry Show here with Ted Bell? What we're talking about, really, Phil, is the fact that California, in all of the many ways that California does business, in the many ways that California enjoys itself, we represent the very finest, the very furthest, the very highest of achievement. If California is to survive, America really needs to help out.
And well, there's no real, I do see precedent, obviously. There's been a stimulus that's helped out business.
Well, what about when that guy Koch went to, the aide Koch went to the federal government and asked money for New York, and they told him to drop dead and blow away? That was the worst. And I think America can make it up now. For a state like California to go begging, while the rest of these states talk about how solvent they are, well, of course you're solvent. You've got three people. You know, they don't, it doesn't make any sense. We've got more people than any other state in this country. And, you know, and we've given people more fun. The things we've done and the fact that we have to beg.
Well, California, there's nothing in the Constitution that says people are supposed to donate money to California.
What I'm saying is, no, there's nothing in the I know there's nothing in the Constitution.
All right, so but you're talking about how California's got to beg. I mean, no, they don't. They can simply do business so they make up the $10 billion.
Oh, simply do business to make up the $10 billion. How do you do that, okay?
Well, one of the things that's going on that I absolutely agree with, they are not going to pay the California legislators until they come up with a balanced budget.
Exactly. They're going to, those people are going to go home starving to death. That is not a way to do business.
Yes, it is. You tell those people, that's why we elected you, balance that budget.
No, they can't. And if they can't, then what?
Then you don't pay them.
And then they don't get paid, and then their families don't eat, and now you have, you've got dead bodies in a house in Sacramento. Do you want that?
What are you talking about?
Did you just say they're not going to pay the California legislators?
Yeah.
You've got dead, rotting bodies in Sacramento. That's what you want. That's what everybody in America...
What dead, rotting bodies?
The California legislators that...
Oh, come on, man. Some of these people get... Come on.
Oh, come on, man. You know, Phil, don't bite off more than you can... Well, I won't say. But
you know, no, Ted, I'll tell you what. Don't you bite off more than you can chew. You're talking about the California legislators took a job. If they can't balance that budget, you can't go to the rest of the country and say, hey, we're so sorry, we can't balance our budget.
What did you say, balance? What is that, balance?
Balance the budget. Can you help us with that? So that, A, we balance our budget, and, B, our California legislators don't have to stop being paid. And to say that because they don't get paid, they'll be dead, rotting bodies.
Did you hear the... Apparently, you don't stay close to the news. Did you hear about Casey Anthony? You know that.
Where are we going now?
I'm asking... I'm the sponsor this hour. Would you humor me, Phil? Did you hear about Casey Anthony?
Yes.
You did?
Yes.
Well, you know they could smell a dead body in the car. You know that?
Yeah.
Is that what you want to smell in Sacramento?
You're not going to have that kind of disaster on your hands if you don't pay the California state legislators their money. You're not going to have dead, rotting bodies.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Hildon. Hey. Thank you, Quincy. You know, for all of the stuff that I...
You're not going to... Ted, don't be an ass, all right?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, those of you that are listening right now, you're a witness. You're a witness. The man whose show I sponsor just called me an ass.
Don't be an ass coming up with asinine scenarios about what's going to happen to people if they don't get paid. You know, a lot of people don't get paid. Go on unemployment. How about that?
Unemployment doesn't pay for tap water. You know it, and I know it. All I'm saying is let's have some respect for our legislators. It's a tough job. We need help from the country. We demand help from the country.
You demand tax dollars from the American people.
That's exact. You know what? You've got Hollywood Boulevard. Put it on the screen. Do it.
Excuse me?
I told you to do it. Now do it.
Do what?
You've got a video cast going, right?
Yeah.
And there's Hollywood Boulevard?
Yeah.
Put it on the screen. I told you to put it on the screen.
No, I'm not taking orders from you just because you sponsor an hour. Now you're going to have to ask me nice.
What?
Ask me nice. I want you to stand there in that gay white suit you're wearing tonight and ask me nice.
Will you please put Hollywood Boulevard on your screen?
There it is.
All right, there. You see that dead, dead city? You see how dead that is? That's Hollywood. That's Hollywood, California. That is where dreams are made. That's, you look at how dead that, oh, you got it on pause.
I do, as a matter of fact, excuse me, let me just, I apologize, I did have it on pause, and, it should be back to normal now.
You made me look like an ass?
I didn't know.
Well, right in the middle of the screen, it said click to play. What a...
We'll be right back, 877-876-PHIL. And we also want to get your input on whether or not the United States, the taxpayers of the United States, should bail out California, $10 billion budget shortfall. Ted Bell will be back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry.
You made me look like an ass.
Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
Hey, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we're going to take a look at all 50 states and tell you what they have to offer as opposed to California. Let's see if we can get some money made.
Here at Ted's,
in Beverly Hills.
We want to put our meat in your mouth.
All right, we're going to run down that list, but Ted, you were saying to me that California, we were looking at a picture of Hollywood, and there's nobody there, so therefore what?
The economy is bad. California has driven tourism for just many, many years. Now, what do we look at when we see the streets of Hollywood? To quote that character in Malcolm X, dead, dead, dead. You is dead. Remember that when he said you is dead?
And yeah, I remember that. I don't know that it necessarily pertains here.
It's a quote from a movie, Phil. I'm not trying to make any comment racial.
I understand.
I'm simply saying that the United States, the American taxpayer, for all that they have sucked out of the state of California, like babies sucking out of a bottle. I mean, if you look at California and you look at the rest of the United States, the American taxpayers, we're all a bunch of babies sucking at the nipple of California. Just the rest of the states are one big fat, really fat baby, overweight baby, and California is a bottle of never-ending milk, and there is the baby laying on its back, the big, fat slob of a baby. That
What baby is a slob?
Well, no baby is a slob, unless that baby are the other 49 states, and that is one fat... Have you ever seen, I don't know if you've ever been online, but you can go and enter in fat baby in Google and hit images, and you see these children with the big, thick arms... And they've got a big bowl of slop. I don't know who feeds them. But...
Whatever it is you're talking about, you know, I think you made your point.
Well, the point is that California's the milk bottle.
Yeah, and the other 49 states are a big, fat slob of a baby sucking off of it.
Yes. God.
877-876-PHIL. We will roll down that list of states from Ted here in just a moment. Let's get to some phone calls here tonight. Travis, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Travis.
I'd just like to comment on the fact that I just don't think it's right that any other state should have to pay for one state's debt. You know, California is not the only state in debt, and let alone, you know, the people. Everybody's going through a hard time in the economy right now, and I just really don't think that would be right.
What's wrong, Ted?
I knew I'd get a call like this. With all due respect to the gentleman, I understand what you're saying, sir, but I've tried to make the point here over the last few minutes that California is not just any other state.
Right.
California
is not the leading state either. And you did make the comment a few minutes ago about you have the most people than any other state.
Well, yes, sir.
Okay, I mean, it's just, if you have the most people than any other state, then why can't the most people of any other state donate $2, $5, $10, whatever the case may be, and pull it out of, you know, your debt? And, you know, I don't know how...
Pull it out of my what?
May not pull out of the debt. Ain't we talking about debt here?
Yes, sir, I know, but we're talking $10 billion, and what we were saying here, just like the stimulus, just like the monies that, you know, that go federally, we were hoping the people of the United States would, some sort of a tax, would, and then that way, you pay for it. And I know what you're saying. You're saying it's not fair. I got you. But I'm countering by saying that California is sort of like the Lincoln Memorial.
Well, you know, may I jump in?
Yeah, go ahead.
What's that?
Let me jump in here, gentlemen. To say that California is like the Lincoln Memorial, that's all of a sudden saying that it's not an equal partner in this union. I mean, it's not. Every state in the union is an equal partner.
Oh, by rear end. You know that we put more money. California puts more money in.
No. Hold on for a minute. Every American is paying taxes at the rate that he is federally charged. Every American pays taxes at the rate that that they pay taxes. So to say that California somehow is more entitled to federal relief when Washington has a $5.3 billion shortfall.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me ask this gentleman, Travis. When you think of Washington State, Travis, what do you think of?
Cold and wet.
There you go. Cold and wet. You going to put $5 billion into that? Not me. No, thank you.
What are you talking about, man?
I'm not putting $5.3 billion into something that's like the inside of someone's you-know-what. That's what this gentleman just said.
The inside of someone's you-know-what?
Yes, cold and wet. So what I would rather do...
All right, look, Travis, thank you very much for your call, sir. 877-876-PHIL is the number here. 877-876-7445. You going to do this list of states?
Hold on. I wasn't even done talking, and you... Did you hang up on the caller?
I had to move on, yeah.
Well, the gentleman said cold and wet, and he was on. When he said that, I was about to. He was going to be my ally in attacking your stand, which is that Washington State is somehow equally entitled to tax dollars. He said cold and wet, and that reminded me of like the inside of someone's. Well, I can't say it.
Okay, and what?
Oh, boy. What's better? All right, what's better? I'm going to have to say this right. A masculine, muscular, you-know-what, or something wet and damp?
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you're talking about. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to David. Hi, David. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell as we talk about the California budget shortfall and how the rest of the country is supposed to make up for that. Go ahead, sir.
How you doing, guys?
Yes, sir. Good.
How are you?
I'm a truck driver out of Cincinnati, and
yes, sir.
I don't have a problem with paying my tax dollars. I make a really, really good living, and you know what? I understand California is in a deficit, but you know what? So
right.
Are the other 50 states. You know,
and
that's we a need good to point. Worry. I don't have a problem with taking tax dollars to help other states, but it needs to be a state that's in a state of emergency. What about the people in Joplin? They lost, 155 people? Joplin, Missouri.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point.
Well,
That's a tough call.
But what have they given the rest of the country? And what I was going to do, David, well, you know, you can say that Mississippi's had a hard time. You can say that Missouri has. And they have. And they deserve help. But I'm talking about something more than emergency dollars. I'm talking about actual helping with the budget windfall, the shortfall, because Missouri at the end of the day and Mississippi at the end of the day haven't really done for the country what California has had. Let's talk about it. California, here I come, right back where I started from. You know that song?
Okay, I understand that.
Okay, you know that song. Okay, now listen to this. Here we go. Alabama, and I actually had some music I wanted to play because I think it's, here we go. Alabama, all right? Now, when you talk about Alabama, Dave, what do you think of? You got it, rednecks. Alaska, what do you think of? Eskimos. Arizona, old people, meth addicts. Arkansas. You go all the way down the line. Then you come to California, what do you think of? Beautiful oceans, hot-looking women. Okay. Then we go to Colorado, pot. Connecticut, old people. Delaware, even older people. Florida, death. Georgia.
All right, we got the point.
Right.
We got the point.
I understand all of that. And
yes, sir. Okay.
Every state has its ups and downs, but you need, you know, the people in the United States, we do need to pull together and we do need to help each other, but we need to take care of states that are in a state of emergency.
I agree with that.
Taxpayers can't pay enough taxes to support the deficit. Every state has a deficit. But we need to take care of the states that are in a state of emergency, not
when you think of
overspending.
Let's talk about this. When you think of the state of, let's talk about, okay, Washington. What do you think of when you think of Washington?
Oh, will you come on already?
No, I'm asking the guy. What do you think of when you think of Washington,
right
sir?
Off the top of my head, It's a nice place to visit, and they do have good apples. I wouldn't want to live there. But
thank you. There you go. I wouldn't want to live there. That's all I needed to hear. I wouldn't want to live there. Why would I want to pay for it, right? Now, when we talk about California,
Ohio's my
home.
That's my stomping ground.
Okay.
Is Ohio.
Now, what do you think of? What do you think of? Or when the first thing you think? Okay, I won't ask Dave. Bill, what do you think of when you think of Ohio?
Oh, come on, will you?
What do you think of when you think of Ohio?
I think of the Cincinnati Reds.
What?
Well, did you ask me a question?
Ohio, the Cincinnati Reds.
Did you ask me a question or did you not?
Yes.
The Cincinnati Reds.
Well,
what do you think of?
Buckeyes.
What is a Buckeye?
I don't know.
Okay, anyway, Dave. What is a Buckeye, Dave?
He doesn't know. You don't know what it is. You'll bet it's a nut.
All right, thanks very much for your call. 877, thank you, David, and safe travels. 877-876-7445. Here is Bill in Bakersfield. Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you.
My thing is, I'm living in California. We don't need any other state to bail us out. We need to fix our own problem. Fix the illegal immigration problem here in the state of California, and it will fix itself.
You can't go near that.
There's the guy just said, illegal immigration.
I told you, it's a political hot potato.
27% of our MA population are illegal aliens at a cost of $52,000 per year per inmate, and that's provided if they don't get sick.
Our enemy population, what does he mean?
Inmate.
No, you got it all wrong. You got it all wrong.
No, I don't have it all wrong. I just spent 25 years in the prison system. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Were you a prisoner?
Pardon me?
Were you a prisoner?
No, I was not a prisoner.
Well, I mean, he's...
Maybe he worked for the...
Okay, I'm sorry. I apologize. You were a corrections officer, correct?
Yes, I was. Lieutenant.
Was he a prisoner?
I didn't know.
All right, and you saw a lot of, but of course, as a corrections officer, you don't really know who's legal or who's illegal, Bill, do you?
Yes, we do.
You do?
Yes.
Well, you can't go near it, Bill. It's a political hot potato. It's just, you don't want to go near that. If you go near that, it's like going back near a bad smell. It's just going to be all over you. Don't go near that. Let's talk about how California deserves the money over a place like Vermont.
See,
what's Vermont got?
That's the problem we have. Our politicians are scared right now. Well, let's not touch that. We may not get reelected. You know what? Get a politician up there that has something that they can contribute. Don't be scared. Don't be scared that you're going to make the other party scared or mad.
It's not fear. It's simply saying when a guy says illegal alien, the first thing you think of is don't go near it.
Well, we've got to start to go near these questions.
Don't go near it.
No, we got to start.
You can't go near it.
Several years ago when we passed Proposition 187 and all that.
Oh, no one knows what that is.
Anybody in the California that's here illegally is not entitled to benefits. That's the only thing that said. They turned it into a big racial
thing. No one knows what that is.
That was the original referendum that beat Arizona, you know, but there were some constitutional issues with that. Anyway, thank you very much, Bill, for your call. World famous Phil Hendry show here. And
oh, so you disagree with the guy, constitutional issues, and then you get rid of his phone call. Anyway, thanks a lot.
I have to move on, okay?
Yeah, but you were disagreeing with him there.
Yeah, I was, but frankly, the disagreement came up at a time where we do have to move on.
All right, I wanted to finish up here, Phil, just very, very quickly for the people that did not hear what we were doing and what we're talking about here. Let me just have Brett Dicklin, or what's his name, Dickman?
Dickman.
Start it again, and let's thank you. Here we go. The 50 states, the United States of America. Let's run down the 50 states. Alabama, what do you think of? Rednecks. Alaska, what do you think of? Rednecks and Eskimos. Arizona, what do you think of? Rednecks and meth addicts.
All right, come on. We got to get going, all right?
I beg your pardon? Turn the music off. What did you say to me?
I said we got to get going. Sorry, but we do. I got to take a break.
Yeah, fine.
877, now I feel bad. 877-876-PHIL.
No, it's okay.
877-876-7445. We'll be back here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
What a putt.
Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. Tonight we're open until 1 a.m. We serve until, well, we stop serving. But we are open until 1 a.m. That's another 2.5 hours. So you can come in and drink.
Here at Ted's.
Which, of course, we would rather you not drink and drive, but I know how it is.
Now, what kind of a commercial is that?
Excuse me, I'm the sponsor. Oh, boy. I'm the sponsor.
I understand. I'm sorry.
Would you mind? All right, back it up, please. Play it again.
Wait. I'll tell him to play it again.
Well, I'm not going to have you say something like that.
Ted, you said, come on in and drink, which, of course, I don't want you to drink and drive, but I know how it is.
Oh, my God, and then you repeat it? Play it again.
All right, Bud, go ahead, play it again. He's deserving of another... Sorry.
Great way, Mr. Bell.
Thank you.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
I don't know what Phil Hendry thought he was playing at, but no, you don't do that to me, Ted Bell. Come on in. We've stopped serving. We're serving booze till 1. Don't drink and drive.
Here at 10.
God.
I apologize.
Just don't, you don't have to second guess what I'm saying. All right. Here on the world famous Phil Hendry Show, I'm Ted Bell. I'm sponsoring the final segment of this. And I'm going to try and get my money's worth out of this because for the last, I don't know what you'd call it, 52 minutes, Hendry and his listeners have tried to hold me down over the hood of a car outside of town.
Oh, whoa, man.
Well, you're telling me that you haven't?
We've given you a fair hearing.
All right, hit it, bud. This is Foxy, one of the very first gay disco bands.
Uh-huh.
I just thought I'd say that. And what we want to do is run through the 50 states, all 50 states, and why California's got it all over them. All right, where were we? Alabama, rednecks. Alaska, Eskimos and weed. Actually, Eskimos and alcoholics. Arizona, meth addicts and old people. Arkansas, the Clintons. Did you get that, Phil? The Clintons?
Yeah, that's great.
Huh. Colorado, dope, hippies, the Rocky Mountains, that's Connecticut, I don't know, Delaware, I don't know what happens in Delaware, but I know that some guy dumped a woman off the, some kind of a murder was committed there. Florida, lots of murders. Georgia, chain gangs. Hawaii, dope and rainbows. Idaho, potatoes and dope. Illinois, Lincoln. Big wow, I mean, Lincoln's a great guy. Indiana, the Hoosiers, Larry Bird, you get it. Iowa, hurricanes, tornadoes, a farm, another tornado, another farm, another tornado. Kansas, Dorothy, Kentucky, colonels, fried chicken, Louisiana, or Louisiana. Two words, Hurricane Katrina. Then we have Maryland, Baltimore, Massachusetts, Baltimore, Michigan, Detroit, Minnesota, not much, but Lakes and Ludifus, or Ludicrous, Mississippi, chain gangs, Missouri, chain gangs, Montana, Colt chain gangs, Nebraska.
All right, I get the idea. God, I get the idea, man.
Well, you understand what I'm saying.
What I hear from you is just a very quick and smart-ass dismissal of all of the states. Michigan, Detroit.
You call that any bargain?
And what is lutefisk?
Now, what's that stuff they eat in Minnesota, the fish?
I don't know, fish.
No, that crap, that Norwegian crap they eat. Anyway, North Dakota, Ohio, Buckeyes. I asked the guy, what is it? He said it's a nut. And they said...
Standing people are not going to devote tax dollars to just one state, Ted. It's not going to happen.
Okay, Father Hendry, thank you. Thank you for blowing off the hopes of a lot of people tonight. The state of California has meant an awful lot to a lot of people, Phil. And I wish at this particular point you had some music that was fitting, because I want to do a tribute. I want to do a tribute to a great state. A state that at one time might have been something. A state that at one time might have been... much more than something. It might have been anything. Much more than anything. It might have been the thing. What is this? The Atlantis theme?
what the hell you want from it?
God almighty. Anyway, California is a place that I think a lot of dreams come to and die here. But at least, you know, anyway.
All right. Well, Ted, thank you very much. I think you did all that you could to destroy your idea.
I didn't destroy anything, my fine feathered friend.
Look, we have time for, do we have time for this call? Let's see. Let's go over here to Richard. Go ahead, Richard. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
I want to ask why, if California created the problem that they're in right now by electing officials that didn't care anything about spending money, if it was me and I couldn't pay my bill, would someone come balance my checkbook so that I could have money to pay my bills? I don't think
If you were cool enough, no, if you were cool enough. That's what we're saying. If you were cool enough. Cool enough. If you were, if we liked you.
You said Connecticut was all people. I'm afraid to tell you this. I am from Connecticut. I am a truck driver trying to make a living out of
it. That's a strike against you then. I wouldn't want to pay for you then. I'm sorry. I thought he said he was cool, but he's obviously not cool enough.